Today our readings speak about the call of God in our lives. God's call is based on our availability, not our ability, because God calls in spite of the lack of credentials and abilities. We might have heard these readings over and over again, year after year, but there is always something new in them, something which speaks freshly and sharply to our condition, something which challenges the way we live our lives. Today we will try to explore a bit of the life and faith of Abraham, our spiritual father. He is the first person in the Bible to be called a friend of God. Can you think of anything more wonderful than for Almighty, the creator of the universe, to call you his friend? It's amazing. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are my friends if you do what I tell you." It really means the same thing. When God saw the mess the world was getting into, and how far away from him people were wandering during Abraham's time, God decided to pick a family through whom he could start again. So God called Abraham from Ur of Chaldeans, that's modern day Iraq, and Abraham followed. And like him, we must also hear God's call and follow his lead. Now the Lord said to Abraham, first verse of our Old Testament reading says, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." The Lord spoke to Abraham in a very definite way. This was an ambiguous call, but not an easy one. Imagine being asked to leave your country, leave your family, leave your home, leave your roots, and start a new life at the age of 75. Where to, Lord? Don't worry, you don't need to know that. I will show you. Abraham didn't know where he was going. He just knew who he was going to. Isn't that true of us? Do we know what will happen in the future? But God does. That's enough. So Abraham obeyed and took his family south into the land of Canaan, down to Shechem, living in a tent, aged 75. And notice, it was God who took the initiative. Abraham wasn't looking for God. God was after Abraham. In the same way, God is after each one of us. Jesus said, "You did not choose me, I chose you." It is up to us to respond to that call. God chose Abraham and called him. God has chosen you too. God knows what he is doing. God has a plan for our life, just as significant as the plan he had for Abraham. So the first lesson is, hear God's call and follow his lead. The second is, trust God's promises and obey his word. With the call came the promise. Whenever God says go, he always promises, "I will." What did God promise Abraham? Three things. According to me, what I think, inheritance. He says, "I will make you a great nation." The second, influence. "I will make you your name great." The third, insurance. "I will bless those who bless you." Inheritance, influence, insurance. The Apostle Paul explains how this promise made to Abraham has been fulfilled. And it is good for us to know this. And St. Paul has explained it in the book of Romans, passage from which it was read to us, and in the letter to Galatians. He says, consider Abraham. He believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham believed God. His faith responded to the personal call to do God's will. You may also feel you don't know God very well. It doesn't matter how much you know, but God knows everything about you. The Bible is packed full of promises that are for us. Far, far more glorious promises than Abraham ever knew. How much more can we trust Abraham's Lord, who has shown himself to be faithful over more than four millennia? But how did Abraham become a friend of God? What did he do? What did he have to do? Abraham lived before Moses, so he didn't even know the Ten Commandments. Do this, do this, do this, but don't do this. Abraham became a friend of God because he believed God's promises. Again, in the book of Romans, as we have read this morning, Abraham believed God and it reckoned to him as righteousness. It was credited to him as righteousness. Faith alone was sufficient then, and faith alone is sufficient now. We don't become friends of God by doing good, because we can never be good enough. We live in a fallen world. We become God's friends when we trust Him for what He has promised to do. God made incredible promises to Abraham of an inheritance, influence, and insurance. So Abraham believed God's promises. How did we know that he believed? We know because he got up and left Haran and headed south. Abraham obeyed God's word. It says, so Abraham left as the Lord had told him. It must have been hard to make such a move at 75 years old, to leave the security of his birthplace, his family, his homeland, his friends. Do you remember ever moving to another house? I guess many of you do. There is the decision about what you can take and what you must leave behind. There is the packing up and chucking out. And no travel agents to help in those days. Obeying God meant more than this to Abraham. He wasn't just moving from one town to another. He was also giving up his settled lifestyle. He dared to be different. He was willing to leave the comfort of the city of Ur with all its well-built drainage system and libraries to live the life of a wandering nomad in a tent. I wonder if you can imagine that. His Chaldean friends must have laughed at old Ab. They despised people who lived in tents. Nomads were considered uncivilized barbarians. It was not easy for Abraham to live for that kind of lifestyle. Are we willing to do something for the Lord the way He did? What matters is knowing what is right and doing it. In our gospel this morning, Matthew the tax collector accepts the call of Jesus. He arose and followed Jesus. In an instant, Matthew walked away from a lucrative and secure job to follow Jesus. He was the tax collector, he was making money. But he left that job, left that well-paid job and followed Jesus. The more we trust God, the more we enjoy Him. The more we become friends of God. Wherever Abraham journeyed, he found the Lord was there too. Wherever he put the tent for the night, he called on the name of the Lord. We don't know exactly how Abraham worshipped God. If I were Abraham, I could do no better than respond in the words of Augustus, Top Lady's Confession. Nothing in my hand I bring, helpless to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless come to thee for grace. While I to the fountain fly, wash me, save me, or I die. A relationship with God begins there. It is our determination. If only I touch the fringe of His garment, that's the determination. It's the conviction. Sometimes you hear people say, I wish I had your faith, or I admire your faith. The idea of faith has a magic or superstitious ring about it. If only I had some, life would be so different. But that's not how the Bible describes faith. As we have seen, Paul tells us that those who believe in Jesus share the faith of Abraham. In other words, his life is more than just an example of a man who believed in God. He's rather a prototype. He is the first man in the Bible to show clearly what faith means. God spoke and Abraham trusted. Notice the first word of each promise. I, God's sovereign initiative. Faith is simply trust. Our faith grows as we trust God with more of our life. When we allow God in our lives, when we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. What lessons have we learned so far? We must, number one, hear God's call and follow His lead. The second, trust God's promises and obey His word. Abraham had a simple faith, yes, but this was no easy faith. It was based on a developing relationship that would be tested. Abraham and Matthew, the tax collector, were called once. And then they moved. Is God calling today? Absolutely. Will we move? Will we dare to get up and go? Abraham and Matthew got up and followed. It is God who calls and it is God who gives direction. May we hear God's call and follow His lead and trust God's promises and obey His word. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.